Indiana driver's licenses have a new look. The change was made to prevent fraud. The Bureau of Motor Vehicles is rolling out the new design, which will be available at all branches across the state this month. WFYI's Taylor Bennett spoke with Indiana BMV Commissioner Peter Lacey about the new features and what the design looks like.
The last time the Indiana Bureau of Motor Vehicles redesigned our credential was back in 2007. And since then, clearly technology has changed, and we are always trying to stay one step in front of the people that are trying to commit fraud. So by redesigning our license right now, we're able to give the most secure driver's license in the United States.
Tell us a little bit about some of the new features that they will have on these new cards.
Well, the biggest thing people will notice when they look at the new license right off the bat is that we are switching from a color photo to a black and white image. And a black and white grayscale image is more difficult for somebody to reproduce. And so by going to that, we're giving a more secure image and doing it at less cost. A couple of the other security features that I think people will recognize. First of all, your birth date in the bottom right-hand corner is raised, and so actually has a tactile feel to it. So law enforcement or others can see the validity of the license right off the bat by rubbing their thumb across the birth date in the bottom right-hand corner. And the window is new for our driver's license. You have a second image on your license of your picture, and it's on a clear window. And depending upon how it's oriented to the light, it's either a clear window or it goes to being a gold window. And one of the unique things I see about it is your image is straight, whether you're looking at it from the front of the card or the back of the card. I'm still not quite sure how our vendor does that, but it's
Is it like a membership thing, like you're a gold member? Or
Not exactly.
That looks really nice. Now, what about our current licenses that we have right now? Are they still okay to use?
Yes, we're doing a rolling change, meaning that by the middle of July, every license that's produced is going to be the new format. But obviously, with starting the beginning of June, we had people in May who got a brand new driver's license. It's valid for 6 years. So unless something changes on your license, you move, get married, something else significantly changes on your license, your current license will be good until the expiration date that's on the face of it comes.
You know, whenever you go to the license branch, you always need the proper documentation for whatever transaction you're doing. What are some of the things that people need to bring with them when they go and they want to get this license?
Well, if you're doing a straight renewal, coming in with your current driver's license is what you need to do. Now, where information gets a little bit more complicated is that we are in the middle of a Real ID campaign. And the Real ID is a program from the Department of Homeland Security in Washington, D.C. And there are some additional pieces of documentation you need to upgrade to a Real ID. You know if you have a Real ID currently, if you have a black star or a gold star in the right-hand corner of your license. And if you don't, you have the opportunity to upgrade to a Real ID. And we created realid.in.gov as a website where you can go to see all the requirements you need to bring with you so you can check that you have everything so that you can hopefully only come once and not get turned away and have to come back again.
Okay, and you still can't smile, right?
You can smile, you
but
just
don't
can't
show, teeth?
Show any teeth.
Okay.
And you don't wear any glasses, and that's all around facial recognition.
Right, okay. All right, well, thank you so much for all the information. Very helpful.
Thank you very much.
That's Indiana BMV Commissioner Peter Lacey speaking with WFYI's Taylor Bennett.